Poštovana braćo,
most respected brothers and sisters, in the world of flora and fauna, of animals and plants, all the strength of the knowledge, or better to say instinct, is directed towards exterior. How to find ways and capabilities in order to survive. The law to survive follows the behavior of the flora, the world of flora and fauna. In that world, there are some examples of sacrifice for others. For example, one kind of desert ants during the night, when the temperature goes down, which can jeopardize the survival of others in the anthill, one ant remains at the entrance, and with his body he protects anthill from the possible freezing. On regular basis, he dies before sunrise. But with seagulls exists another way of behavior. If one group of seagulls on a wing of one seagull notice, for example, an oil slick, the flock of other seagulls attack him with loud cries, hitting him with their beaks until that seagull dies. The reason: so sick, he cannot leave posterity behind. Though, in the absolute majority, the main initiator of everything is survival and extension of the species. How is it with man? Where is his capability of knowledge directed to, and how he uses it? The moments of pain and illness, man turns towards interior. He's looking for the place and reason of the obstacles and problems in order to remove them. But as soon as the threat passes, man, most of his attention directs towards others, that is, towards exterior, towards his neighbors. That is exactly what today's gospel talks about. Do not judge. The amount you measure out is the amount you will be given. How you can see the splinter in your brother's eyes and you do not see plank in your own eye. Jesus clearly recognizes behavior. To judge about others and to see in others what is missing and still remain blind to what we are missing. Many places in the New Covenant is spoken about the problem of the judging. In some places it is even forbidden. Is with this brought to the question the civil practice of the judges? No. Christians are recommended to know how to accept and not to withdraw according to paganic unfaithful courts. Paul's recommendation goes though much deeper. It is referring the essential interhuman judging. For St. Paul, judging of people is taking in their own hands God's right. That is why he, in his first letter to Corinthians, writes, "Do not judge about anything before the time, before the Lord comes. He will bring into the light what is hidden in the darkness, and he will reveal the intentions of hearts. And God will give to everyone according to his own merits." So if Christian judges other one, he practically took God's position, because the measure that we measure out is the amount we will be given at the doomsday. And that is where we would interfere decisions that would terribly strike us. Because it is about doomsday, about judgment that you cannot appeal anymore or renew the procedure. Another spot in the Holy Scripture, judging is allowed, it is even commanded. But that court or judging happens inside of Christian community. That doesn't mean some kind of parallel judging that we have in some societies. It is about discerning between or among or inside Christian community with very clear goal. Not that in that way we could rule over others, but that we may help others and to serve Him. Jesus' message and sharp warning about judging and splinter or plank in someone's eyes creates a measure to question our own living and the life of other people. The second, the justice refers publicly expressed judgments and opinions and the possible right of judging others. And the third, discerning and judging about others puts in the first place God's right in making decisions. Why is it so? Jesus turns our attention to first towards the way, towards our inner side, instead of clearly natural way towards exterior. That means first question is not who is the other person like, but who am I and what am I like? So how to achieve eye for our own soul, how to be able, how to want clearly to see our own life. If we have no eye for it, we have no right to ask who is the other person or what kind of person is the other person. We are weak in this skill and we are not capable clearly to see. That is why Jesus so sharply is warning us. Today, as never before, we have at our disposal instruments by which we can express our opinion in public. We do not need anymore so much newspapers or TV or marketplaces or gatherings or pulpits or some inns or restaurants or stadiums. Almost without any consequences, we can talk about others. There is more and more dangers and more mentioned shape of judgment that is most often called branding. And there is well-prepared arsenal of something that is not help to our neighbors, but as an instrument of ruling over others. For example, so often mentioned notions, reactionarist, fascist, clerofascist, communist, prostitute, populist, homophobe, nationalist, fundamentalist, conservative, thief, profiter, devout one, fanatic, radical, and endlessly notions like this. Background of such talk and judging is in fact conquering the authority and need to rule over others. In the early years of life, we teach our children, our families on such judgments. An event is like this. A teacher of catechism with the pupils of one class through the land, he was gathering money for the needy. At the end, he suggested to his class that gathered money they give to a family of the poorest pupil from their class. And then the conversation started, who is the neediest or in greatest need? And that conversation developed in this way. Who is and what is his father? Who and what is his mother like? His grandpa, his aunt, his uncle, what do they have? Or how did they achieve all of that? Children alone could not know all of this. Those were 5th and 6th grade of elementary school. But they heard a lot in their homes, from members of their household, from this, from that. And the condition was completely poisoned in one such little community. We can see well what is missing to others, or what is wrong with others, without paying attention to our own condition. Because of this, Jesus knows that if we comprehend and recognize our own imperfectness, it will come to our mind much less to talk about others. With this, there's so many things like slandering, gossiping, saying wrong words about other people. What is hidden behind this? Maybe there is incapability or not desire, postponing until it is too late, because we are standing in front of the judge to whom
i prosuđivanja za života već predložili.
We already suggested our methods of judging during our life. We know that Pope Francis on a few occasions spoke about this. How negative and how poisons slandering or gossiping about just anyone. There are two meaningful Our Lady's messages. Today, I implore you to stop with gossiping and to pray for the unity of the parish. April 1984. Second one, come and pray. Do not look at others and gossip about them, but may your life be testimony on the way of holiness. Brothers and sisters, that wicked practice of judging and expressing quick opinions is truly an obstacle on the way of holy life. Do we have strength? Do we want to admit the truth of the gospel? Or shall we again direct all our strength only to externally, that is towards others, hiding what is really in our heart and in our soul? And gospel clearly says, God will discover intentions of the heart. He will bring into the light what is hidden in the darkness. And he will give to each person according to what he deserved. Amen.